I'm tired coming back from hoops. It was, it's good to get back out there and play. But I love this one in particular because when I go on Sundays and play, they have an older crowd. It's 40 and over. So I'm part of the group. I've been part of the group for a few years because I've been able to network and politic a little bit. So they let me in there a few years beforehand, but I'm officially in. And the good thing about playing with the older crowd, you're at the same pace, if not slower. And I love that because I'm able to take my pretty little time out there and enjoy it and not trying to keep up with people half my age. Those kids, man, they got something to prove on the court. So even when I go in the mornings, it's the same way. You have a mixture, but this one in particular on Sundays is a 40 and over court. I love it. Nice and slow. You got two half courts going, so I'm not even going full court. So I went in and did that. You know, I'm an old man, and you know, you have the younger guys saying, hey, man, you should be over here. Look, after three or four games, I'm good. I'm going to go lift some legs and get the heck out of Dodge. But so it was very good. I'm slowly but surely getting into it. I'm about to take some of that herbal tea. That tea, man, just runs through my stomach, and next thing you know, I lose like 5 pounds of fluid. Never ending, I'm telling you. And it's going to be a weigh-in tomorrow. I do my weekly weigh-in. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. And this weekend, I was able to talk. Obviously, I had lots of conversations with people. And one in particular was with my friend that they had an event they went to a concert. And they're hanging out with a person that they are just not aware. They're not a person that understands the way they're being is very selfish to the group, to the people that you're hanging out with. And obviously, that's something that's very frustrating for all of us. And I think for me, that's been one of the journeys I've taken during the last few years is categorizing my friends and being able to just give the effort to whomever is giving the effort to me. And I've said this before, that when it comes to relationships and connections, it's a two-way street. You have to give into the trust and you have to give into the effort and you have to want to mutually want to see each other. It's something that is not, you know, it sounds all weird, but in reality, we're social creatures and we like interacting with our friends, with family. We like interacting with our significant other, in particular with our kids. So, but as time goes on, you know, things change in our lives. There's more demands, and that's where you have that opportunity to mutually be able to check with each other. And I think when you say these things, that people think that you're talking about going out of your way and making time. I know that when you have a family, when you have a relationship, when you have responsibilities, when you have a career, all these things going on, you can't give the time that you did before. And that's totally understandable. I totally get it. But that's one thing that I was telling this person is that, you know, when you have that type of energy around you, you have to think, how is that a positive in your life? At some point in our lives, we have to look at the people that are around us and say, okay, is this person a positive for me? Are they using me more for what I offer? Like, are they self-aware of what they're doing in this relationship? And it sounds really weird, but these are the steps that I've taken, because what happens with a lot of us is that we continue to have these relationships that just get us frustrated, just get us angry and start bitching and complaining. Whereas you can just go ahead and assess the relationship in itself and say, okay, this person is not mutually making the effort. Or when we get together, it's always about their agenda. So on and so forth. I know I've realized that with particular groups of friends, because I have friends that are from different. I'll have one group, and this group is different personalities than another group. And that just goes to my personality and how eclectic I am, that I'm able to mesh with different people from all different walks of life. Meaning that if I was to have a wedding and I was to bring all these people in, I don't know if they will all interact. They'll be like in their own little areas. And that's just the way it'll be, because I'm just a little bit different in that regard. But what I realized in one particular group, for example, is that, okay, these guys just want to get together when it's a party. Or they want to just hang out, or a friend just wants to see me when they want to go out. I was basically the hall pass. And that's not how I think, because even though I'm single, even though I like doing things, I am not in that party mode. I'm not a person that's always out there trying to chase and trying to get drunk. I'm way past that. Again, I enjoy getting up early, doing things. I feel like I'm more productive. My psyche is much better when I get up and exercise instead of staying up late. And I don't feel, with my magic, I don't have the skill set. to go ahead and bring Magic home. Maybe some other guys do. Maybe some guys enjoy that whole nightlife. And I do enjoy it as well, but it's nowhere near the volume that maybe somebody at my stage in life would, meaning with the status that I have. So, but it seems like there's certain friends with that group that I was talking about earlier. Every time they wanted to get together for a party, I mean, it's not like they're inviting you over for your kid's birthday party. They're not inviting you for an event. Let's say that their kids play sports. Hey, we're going to have a get together here, because they already have a different social circle. So they've categorized you as just a party person. Maybe I see you once a year. And I'm saying to myself, okay, well, I mean, that's not the type of relationship I want to have, because I'm more than just going out and drinking and partying. So I have to do what's best for me. And the thing about it, and I was talking to my friend about this, and, you know, she was just telling me, I think what the problem is that people are not at your level of awareness. There's people out there that are just not even aware of what their flaws are, meaning that they don't understand that they may be a little bit selfish, that they may just not be thinking about the group or the people they're hanging out in general. They're not emotionally aware. But she said, you're like at a higher level, because not only you're aware of who you are, what your flaws are, and what they're not, but you also understand when to compartmentalize, when to shift from one mindset to the other when you're around certain people. And for most, is that they don't even know who they are. They just subconsciously act out. So when you're around people that are just in the partying mode, and I don't think it's fair for me, I don't think it's fair for anybody to be in teaching mode to teach somebody else how they need to be, how they need to act, how they need to engage in a relationship, like whether it's friendship, whether it's dating. Now, that's not my onus to carry. So if you're not aware, if you're not understanding, then I should not be the one telling you, okay, this is how you need to think, this is how you need to act, because now you're leeching off me. Now you're sapping my energy, and I'm always changing. I'm always evolving, and I'm sure the person on the other end is evolving and changing as well. So you have to communicate and make the mutual effort in order to have a happy situation. And I've come to the belief that, hey, life goes on. As far as now, I'm more accepting of the revolving door of people in your life. Before, I would be holding on. I'd be like, man, you know, I we've known each other. And now I'm in a different mindset where, well, if they don't make the mutual effort, then that's okay. You know, we had a great run. Everything has an expiration date, and then new opportunities to meet new people come along, and then make the mutual effort, and you go from there, right? I mean, that's the way it goes, because at the end, you don't want to be exhausted when you're around certain people. You don't want to feel a void when you're around certain people where you can't be yourself, or you don't feel that there's a mutual reciprocity in the connection. So if you feel like, okay, it's always me, this person's reaching out for this, they're needing favors, they're only wanting me to hang out when they want to go out and party, when they want to get away from the significant other, or where they just want to get together just to have an excuse, whatever those things are, I don't want to be around those people. I want to be around people that not only they want to hang out with me to go out to the bar, but they also want to hang out with their significant other, with their families, and welcome me into their home. It's not like I'm a bad guy. I'm very well aware of how to interact with other people. And I'm very honest, and I'm very sincere, and I'm very respectful of people's boundaries. That's one thing that I am. I don't try to impose my ways onto anybody. So I think that's something that I'm at that next level, and I've realized that I have to manage the people around me now. And it's just become, it's very, I don't know what's the word I'm thinking of, but it's very interesting that I could read somebody and say, okay, this is how they are. And my mindset has shifted to, okay, how does this person fit in my life? And, you know, and in a lot of those cases too, you have to build trust. So you have to there's some friends that I have that the trust is there fully. And that's something that takes time for me. I'm not a trusting person at heart, just because the way I looked at it is, hey, if I can't even trust my mother with confiding in her and talking to her, who can I trust? That was my mindset growing up. But I've learned as I've gotten older is that you can trust people. You just have to give them enough rope. That's always my saying. Give them an opportunity to prove themselves over a continuous period of time through their actions to see if they really mean what they say, right? So there's a handful of people in my life that I trust, that I feel that when I'm in a rut, they will come through for me. They're not going to make an excuse about, well, my significant other or my kids. They will definitely drop the ball, because that's how I think. That's how I feel, right? I mean, if somebody that I'm close to needs me, I'm going to say, daughter, I got you, but I got to go help my man out. This is not normal. This is something very weird. Or you can come along with me and help me. But we need to help this person out because that's just part of who I am as a person. And building that trust is very important. You know, there's some people that, I mean, I'm going back, I'm shifting all over the place because when I talk about these things, it relates to friendships, it relates to family, and it relates to dating, and, you know, as far as you being able to meet somebody new. But when it comes to trust as well, it's something very important because I think all of us get in a position of we don't trust, especially if we've been burned in the past. Like, it's very hard for us to move on. It's very hard to say, you know, I'm not going to let someone else do that to me again. And I feel the same way. And the way I handle that, it's not necessarily that I don't trust a person. It's more of, I think of it as, okay, that was the past. How can I be better in moving forward with a new person? Okay, the way I think of it now is, okay, I'm just going to do better vetting. I'm going to have more open communication. I'm going to ask for mutual reciprocity. Subconsciously or consciously, just to see, I'm always going to be testing. And after a period of time, then I'll know I'll feel comfortable. No one has made it through my Navy SEAL training, of course, but that's the mindset that I have, that at this point, when I bring somebody, especially in dating, is that I'm going to test you. I'm going to make sure that you are who you say you are. And then over the course of time, if after 3 or 4 years, nothing has changed, we'll keep progressing slowly but surely. But I feel you have to trust people that are close to you. Even though there's always that possibility of burning, you have to play the percentages so that at the end, at least there's an 80% chance of them being there for you, right? I mean, you at the end, we just can't deny ourselves the opportunity to trust somebody because that's part of us living. That's part of awesome relationships, of awesome friendships, to be able to trust my man if I have to call him and say, man, I'm in the hospital. Can you go pick up my daughter? I know this is rare. I know you got things going on. And he just says, don't worry about it. I got you. You know, or the fact that, let's say, in a relationship basis, you want to feel as if you're allowed to do things without having your phone being checked or without having to check in all the time and let you whereabouts. And that's something that I don't want to deal with anymore. It's like I don't feel that I should be babysitting somebody in a relationship. And if I feel that way, if I need to check in, then it's more of a me issue. It's more of an insecurity that I have because at the end, it is. Some people think it's healthy to be jealous, to be on top of the other person, to show them that you care, but part of the relationship is trusting. Now, if you just feel that you can only trust if you have access to everything, everyone has their own definition of that. And I think for me, I want somebody that when we talk about trust, when we talk about being around each other, they're able to take my word as bond. And if we have any issues and if we have any changes, then we're able to sit down openly and talk. Jeez, this kind of goes into another conversation that I had about sexuality, right? I mean, I'm all over the place, but it just hits on these pointers. And we were talking about how sexually, when you have a big disconnection with somebody when you first meet them, I mentioned that the best sexual encounters of the people that I had were the ones that we didn't hit it off right away, but we were both open to know, hey, this thing get off to a good start. We kind of got to figure this thing out because you're used to doing things a different way and I'm used to doing things another way. So let's talk about this. And through the course of interaction and talking, it became amazing. It became something that both of us were, we worked at it. But we were both openly, mutually able to take criticism, to understand that, okay, the way I've done it in the past is not the way it has to be done now. This is different. And I think that people don't have that mindset at all, that they don't feel, they just feel more, well, I was amazing. All these people in the past have never complained, so I don't need to change. But that's the past. They're not here anymore. This is all about you in the moment talking to a new person that just sees things differently. So you have to adapt. You have to understand. And this is all part of emotional awareness, emotional intelligence, where it comes to the trust, being aware of the people in your life. Are they mutually reciprocating the effort? Are they mutually being a positive experience? Or are they leeching off of you, right? And then you have the people that are selfish, that are just wanting to only interact with you when is convenient for them. And then you have the trust aspect of it, of knowing that someone has your back or they don't have your back. And these are all one of the many layers. And I'm breaking it down from a very anecdotal perspective. But I feel these are the things that I've worked on, and I hope others understand it. They need to apply. They can't ignore the actions that are being exuded in front of them, good or bad. If someone's being really good to you, man, you need to step it up. You need to stop being selfish and appreciate that person, because who's to say that person will be around or taken by somebody else, or they move on and they realize it, that you're not bringing anything to the table, that it's all about you and you being selfish and you feel, does that make sense? Like, you know, you have to be aware of the good people in your life, appreciate them, and then the negative people in your life, you have to find a way to even keep them at arm's length. So they're not constantly leeching off your energy and your positivity, or you disconnect altogether and you always leave the door open for new people, for new opportunities, and then you give them time to see if you can trust them or not, because we never truly know when we let people in our lives, we really don't know who they are. And unfortunately, it's only going to be through trial and tribulations, through experiences, that you're going to be able to realize if that person is going to be a compatible or a positive experience in your life. So here, another philosophical talk that I had about myself, breaking it down as simple as I can. You know, all these people get all fucking crazy with it, and I try to say things that I feel my daughter should understand, because, you know, as kids grow, they get into cliques, they get into following the crowds, they feel this level of disappointment if somebody that they were friends with is not friends with them anymore. And the one thing I'm always going to tell is that, look, the friends that you were with in first grade are not going to be the ones that are in sixth grade. And the friends that you're going to have at your senior year in high school are not going to be the same back in sixth grade. Like, you're always going to be evolving. So just enjoy those positive moments with these kids, with these people that you're around. But be aware that nothing lasts forever when it comes to these relationships and these dynamics. And the ones that withstand the test of time are the ones that mutually put in the effort to stay in touch. The ones that over time, through the experiences, you built trust. Okay. And that's not to say that somebody won't disappoint you. It happens. It's happened to me. I've done it to other people, unfortunately, as far as broken their trust, where the relationship is not where it was before. And I would like to fix it. And I'm sure they would like to fix it, as far as all these people in my life through this journey. But it is what it is. You just have to, at the end, it takes two people to tangle. It takes two people to create a reconnect. And when you only have one person trying to make the effort, it's a futile journey. It's not going to work. So hopefully for anybody out there, and for my little one, when, you know, you feel that social pressure and you feel that ability of you're trying to follow the crowd because you're trying to be in. And it's about just be yourself, be who you are, right? And try to connect with people that are like-minded. And if you're at a level where no one, no matter who it is trying to stay in touch with you, then you have to look in the mirror and assess some things and take some of the criticism that you're hearing and try to be better from it. And I think that's life. That's where you become better. Even at my age, man, I'm still changing, I'm still learning, and I'm still trying to be better.